On Monday, November the 11th, we'll be honoring our vets, those who served abroad and continue to serve Canada, along with the new vets that we talked about and were alluding to earlier on today. And in particular, we'd like to pay tribute to those who have paid the ultimate price by giving their lives for the freedom that we take for granted today and enjoy. And to pay tribute to our veterans, who better to join us than the man himself, Canadian Armed Forces General Rick Hillier. Good morning, General. How are you?
Angela, good morning. I'm well. Thank you so much. I'm well.
I've missed you. Where have you been the last couple of years on Remembrance Day?
I've been around, of course, and always pay special tribute on Remembrance Day. But I also like to do, and I'd like to remind Canadians that we need to remember our veterans, just not on 11 November, but every single day of the year, because they need our love and our care and attention. And they've given us and give us so much. So, hey, not just 11 November, but 365 days of the year, remember those veterans.
Yeah, and it's so hard to do, isn't it, Rick? I mean, out of sight, out of mind. And thank God for whoever came up with the whole notion of wearing poppies on at least, you know, this time of year. But it's hard otherwise. It's really difficult.
Well, you know, first of all, I love wearing the poppy. It's the most beautiful flower, and I think it does represent all that is good and willingness to serve and willingness to sacrifice, indeed, in aid of a greater cause, that of our freedom. And when you go to places like Flanders Fields and where John McCrae wrote that famous poem, and you see the poppies growing there in such profusion, oh my goodness, it's beautiful. It's actually emotional to see there. So, you know, it is hard to do. Life is busy. But I just encourage people, hey, you see a soldier, see somebody in uniform, see an older veteran, somebody with their medals on, somebody at a Legion, hey, just reach out, touch their hand, say thank you, say we appreciate what you've done. And it's amazing how far even a simple act like that will go.
I think a lot of people are afraid to approach these guys and girls. I think a lot of them think that it's a nuisance if they go talk to them. But, man, I got to tell you, from personal experience with some of these people, you make their day by saying hello. It's
incredible. Nobody ever shook my hand and caused me to resent them interfering in my moment. Nobody ever shook my hand and said, you know, thanks for your service. And a lot of people do. And never once has that caused me to be resentful of them, anything but immensely appreciative of the fact that they took the time and maybe a little courage to go and just do that. And as a leader myself in the Canadian Armed Forces and hopefully in life, you know, one of the things I've always believed is you can never shake enough hands, you can never say thank you enough, you can never put your arm around people enough and say, hey, we're so proud of you and thank you for what you've done. And if you do that to a veteran, it makes his or her day, no doubt in my mind.
Nobody does it better than you, my friend. You forget I was on the road with you. I can tell the audience right now listening, you are a rock star when it comes to that. You are always swarmed with people, and I can tell you with total certainty, you make the time for each and every one of them, and that's fantastic, absolutely outstanding. And speaking of which, where are you going to be this Remembrance Day?
Well, right now I'm on my way to Sudbury. One of our grandsons is playing in a hockey tournament, a good Canadian tradition, of course. Back to Ottawa tomorrow night, and then Monday I'm going to be at the National War Memorial, that beautiful, beautiful memorial in downtown Ottawa. I'm actually going to do a little bit of commentary with Lisa LaFlemme on CTV, but I'll be there at the National War Memorial with hopefully thousands and thousands of others to pay tribute and just to remember and to say thanks to every single veteran out there and members of their families who serve in a different way by standing beside those people in uniform during the moments of greatest stress and stress that you can't even imagine, and just say thankful to them. So I like to be at the National War Memorial if I can. You know, when I was a little boy, I remember watching it in black and white on TV. So that's a long time ago. And watching it on TV and thinking to myself, oh my goodness, I'd love to go there one day and be there. And one day I woke up and here I was as Chief of Defense Staff, laying a wreath there with the Canadian Forces Chief Warrant Officer, you know, representing all men and women in uniform and those who had served. And I thought to myself, oh, a dream come true, a dream come true.
Hey, Rick, I've never asked you on the air, how old were you when you joined the forces?
17 years old.
17 years old.
And green around the ears, but I thought I knew it all, I'm sure. And I had some really good leaders and non-commissioned officers and sergeants who took me aside, did a little mentoring, We call it mentoring now. That's a politically correct term. I think back in the day we called it ass-kicking, and I got some of that too. but I got cultivated and cultured and led in a good way. And one of the lessons that I got that I really did take aboard was that, look, as a leader, the first battle that you've got to fight and win is for the hearts and minds of those that you want to follow you. And once you win that battle and people believe in you, and can, you know, perhaps a little way be inspired by you because you're going to look after them, have confidence in you, and have confidence that you have their back, then they will follow you and they will do anything, and you'll be successful. And so, you know, that thing about shaking hands and thanking people and treating them as the real, mature, responsible adults that they are, I believe in that from the start, and I got a lot of reinforcement as a young officer, a young leader, to really learn those lessons.
Rick, I want to talk to you about today's soldiering and also the folks who are coming out of the military to join the civilian life after spending a few years in the military. Whether they've served abroad or not, there's a whole new trend that they're calling new veterans that are hitting the marketplace. I want to talk to you about that and also about young kids that might want to take up the military as a pursuit, a career pursuit. Can you sit tight with us for a couple of minutes?
I sure can.
General Rick Hillier on the line, former Chief of Defense with the Canadian Armed Forces, and of course he led our troops in Bosnia and Afghanistan, and he is the face of this country during the November 11th Remembrance Day festivities in Ottawa. More journal after this on Shadergo Way. Welcome back to the program, our November 11th Remembrance Day edition of Outdoor Journal Radio on Sportsnet 590. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie. Derek Brandeo and Jessica Ellis at Command Central at the Fan. On the line with us, and that tune is for him, actually.
Yep.
A former Chief of Defense for this nation, Canadian Armed Forces. He led our troops in Bosnia and Afghanistan. You could call him the team captain, the ultimate team captain, General Rick Hillier, to talk to us about Remembrance Day, what it should mean to us and certainly what it means to him. Rick, before we went to the break, I said I wanted to talk to you about these new veterans that are coming out each year into society to the tune of about 8,000 people that have got military experience and background. What I want you to do, Rick, and I know I'm throwing this at you, you weren't prepared to answer this question. I want you to reach out through our program and talk to would-be businessmen, entrepreneurs, business owners who might be confronted with some of these people and why they should hire them.
Oh, well, I mean, Angelo, that's an easy thing to do because I've had the opportunity, the privilege, the honor over so many years to watch these men and women, really our sons and daughters, right? Up close and personal, and see what they are capable of doing. So I would simply say to potential employers out there, listen, if you want to build a successful team, there are some things that you need. Number one, you need people who you can depend on completely. If you give them a job, ask them to achieve something for you, you don't have to worry about it, you don't have to look over their shoulder, then if you want people like that, look no further than the veterans. If you want people that are going to be part of and help build an incredibly powerful team, and let's face it, we all know that no individual is as good or as smart as a team. So if you want a team to leave your competitors in the dust, then look no further than the veterans who have been, you know, ingrained in their souls the power of a team and how they can be a part of it and make it better. And if you want somebody who can handle stress, and in moments of darkest stress when things go wrong, crack a joke, have a little humor, make people laugh, reduce the tension, you look no further than a veteran. And if you want people on your team, you know, who can, during the hardest of times, either physical or mental times, can still carry on and do the job and still do it to the same level that you have, then look no further than a veteran. Like, I cannot think of a group in our society that would bring more as individuals coming or individuals coming to you and becoming a part of a team who would bring more than veterans coming out of the Canadian Armed Forces. They learn leadership. Their initiative is developed. They are encouraged to actually get things done and not just be told how to do things, but to understand what they're trying to achieve and then decide using their incredible intellect how to actually do it in the best manner possible on the ground, considering the circumstances, and make you both proud and successful. That'd be just a start, what I would say for any employers out there. If you're looking for people, hey, these are the AAA plus folks that you want to come and work for your organization. You'll leave your competitors in the dust if you've got people like that.
I couldn't get you to write my resume, could I? By any chance?
Hey, have you been a soldier?
I would love to be. You know how I feel about that.
I wish I
had been born at a different time, different place, whatever, because I would have absolutely excelled and would have loved every moment. I've had the opportunity, as you know, Rick, to visit some of the bases here in Canada, spend some time with the soldiers. And I got to tell you, every one of those visits, I left with a special little something that has stayed with me ever since. These are truly, truly special people. There's no doubt about it.
They are, Angela. But let me just come back and say, you know, everybody serves, or everybody has the opportunity to serve. And some of us serve in uniform. Some of us, like you, serve in a different way, but you serve and you're still part of this incredible, complex network that makes this society and our country great, and makes us love this place that we call home and where we build our families and where we work and where we make a complete life. So we all serve, and you know, whether you're a financial analyst or an accountant or whether you're a lawyer, okay, so maybe not a lawyer. We all serve.
Well said. Rick, once again, I don't think I've ever asked you this on the program, and I'm taking advantage of every possible moment I can when you're with us here. What can you say is the best part of being a member of the armed forces, both in your case and just in general?
I would say 98% of the veterans would echo what I'm going to say. It's the camaraderie. It's being part of that team. It's being with your battle brothers and sisters. And when you're in these intense situations, these stressful events, sometimes where your life is at risk, you build a bond with those men and women around you. There's a love, and I'll use that word, there's a love that develops that is stronger, really, than blood relations at times. And it's that camaraderie that carries you. When you're high, they'll drag you back down and just say, hey, don't get a swelled head. And when you're low, they'll bring you back up and pump you back up. And the greatest challenge, I think, in transition for most people is leaving that band of brothers and sisters. And so many of the efforts now in the Veterans Transition Networks, either charitable foundations that are trying to assist or publicly through the Canadian Forces, all try to in some way keep people part of that band of brothers and sisters. But for me, that was it. And I still see, I get on a plane, you know, 10 or 15 people getting on the plane will stop and chat and say, hey, remember we were together in Afghanistan in 2007, or we were there, or we were on a ship in the Arabian Gulf. And that band of brothers and sisters is still important to me, and I think it is to almost every single man and woman who served, the camaraderie.
Yeah, it's got to be absolutely outstanding. I think hockey players, you know, would maybe have a better handle on that and understanding of what you just said. Any team event that forms bonds truly understands what you just said. And the military is taking that to the ultimate level. There's no doubt about it, for sure. Okay, so let's talk a little business. This is Remembrance Day. 'Tis the week, as they say. People are trying to buy their poppies as often as they can, by the way. Here's something I want to throw out there. Just because you have a poppy doesn't mean you can't buy a poppy. I want to throw that out there.
Look, very absolutely. Important. Contribute.
How can folks support this whole process aside from, you know, the few dollars that they're spending on buying poppies?
Well, you know, look, these are all nonpartisan comments that I'll make, so I just want to put that out in front there. Look, we as Canadians sometimes are just quiet and laid back about defense and security issues in our country. And as a consequence of that, we have let governments come into power who ignore the Canadian forces, who don't do what they say they were going to do, and they have not been held accountable. And so I just go back to this election campaign that just finished. Not once during that campaign do I recall defense and security issues being discussed. And my goodness, this is important to our nation. You know, this is one of the things that keeps us sovereign and free. Not once were they discussed. We let our political leaders get away with that, and it is so critical. Not once during this campaign were the veterans issues an item of discussion. I was out of country for the debates, but I'm trying to recall if veterans were mentioned during debate. They were not.
No.
So I would simply say to Canadians, don't let our political leaders and those who want to be political leaders and form our governments get away with ignoring those crucial issues. You know, there's an issue on the table right now. President Macron of France said something recently, and I think in The Economist, about, well, with the United States going in its different direction recently, NATO now is at question. And I said, you know, listen, there is no country in the world in NATO that needs it more than Canada. Because if NATO should go in a different direction and be European-based, the United States separate and alone, Canada would be left out to dry. So where is the discussion of those key issues? So I'd simply say to Canadians, you know, hey, have a voice. Make your voice heard. Don't let your elected members of Parliament, the members of the government, those who want to be members of Parliament, get away with not discussing those tough issues and having positions on them and then being held accountable for making those positions come to fruition. I get frustrated in our country at times because that doesn't occur enough and we need more of it. Get out there and have a voice, not just on 11 November, every day of the year.
Very well said, my friend. And, of course, above all, make sure that you're wearing a poppy each and every day from now until, you know, somebody just mentioned to me, can I wear a poppy after Remembrance Day? And, of course, you can.
Absolutely. You can wear a poppy anytime.
That's right. Before I let you go, I have to ask you, my friend, have you had any time at all to get out fishing?
Angelo, I got to say, not this year, and sadly. I had hip replacement surgery, and so that little event in my life took place in early summer, and I was kind of in a rehabilitation mode for all of summer, and I just couldn't walk into brooks and streams and pound around in a boat, so I got no fishing done. I'm hoping that this coming summer, spring and summer, is going to be much better, and my aim is to make it so.
And you know that's all it's going to take, right? It's all it's going to take is you saying, yes, I'm going to do that. I'm getting out and I'm going to do some fishing.
Listen, I'd love to go fishing with you this summer.
My friend, that makes me feel real good right there. It was worth the call after all. We'll have to make that happen. General Hillier, certainly be safe out there. Drive carefully. I know you're heading to Sudbury and back to Ottawa in the next day or two. We really appreciate you joining us, and we more importantly appreciate the position that you take on this whole Remembrance Day issue with our veterans, et cetera. And all the best to you, my friend.
Angelo, thank you, and best to you, and thank you for what you continue to do. As I said, we all serve in different ways, and you do it wonderfully. Thanks, man.
General Rick Hillier, former Chief of Defense, the Canadian Armed Forces. He has been our main guy for three decades, actually, and we thank him for that. But more importantly, what a great representative for the Canadian Armed Forces. Is there a better spokesperson than Rick Hillier?
Very cool guy.
And as you know, I had the pleasure of spending a few days with him. By the way, Rick is a Newfie. I don't know how many people are aware of that. That's another endearing quality that he has. I spent a week with him in Newfoundland fishing a few years ago, and it's still, well, to this day, that is one of the most viewed episodes we've ever produced on the Fishing Canada show.
Well, I believe it's on the website, too, fishingcanada.com. They can take a look, watch it.
Oh, okay. So they can go to fishingcanada.com, and what are they looking for?
I have to get the name. I can't remember the name.
I think if they punch in Rick Hillier, General Hillier, I think something's going to trigger that. And you'll see what a wonderful episode. But more importantly, what a great outdoors person he is. He just loves nature and being out there fishing. Great guy. Can't say enough about him. And he invited me to go fishing with him this summer, Steve. How cool is that?
Yeah. Finally.